What must I do to inherit eternal life? Someone once told me, Father, we usually don't hear a lot of priests talk about hell, heaven, purgatory, etc., etc. And I replied, well, you need to come to St. Mary Help of Christians, because Father Wilson and I, we talk about it. Heaven is for real, but hell is for real as well. A person from a different denomination, a different religion, asked, why do you keep talking about hell if you haven't been there? And I said, well, true, I have not been to hell. I don't want to be there. I do not want to end up there. I know that for sure. But I do know that my God descended into hell, descended into the realm of the dead, to tell those who died before Christ, the saints, you are coming with me. You are coming with me because you remain with the truth. And he descended into hell to proclaim victory over sin, death, and the devil. So hell is for real. Salvation has been available to all of us in Jesus Christ. What do I need to do to inherit that blessed life, that salvation? What do I need to do to be in union with God for all eternity? This is what the kingdom is, to be with my Creator for all eternity. What do I need to do? And we hear of this young and rich man who asked Jesus this question. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 18, it says that he is a rich official. We do not know where he got all this wealth from, but again, in the Gospel book tells us that he is a rich official, some kind of government leader or something. So rich, young, and he's able to have this role as a leader in the government perhaps, and young. What do I need to do to get to heaven? A fascinating question. I truly believe that Jesus was asking this guy, hey, I want you to be my disciple. I want you to be my apostle, to follow me. We do not know, perhaps he came back. He repented and came back and said, here I am. I sold everything as you told me. Here I am. But we do not know if that happened or not. Today, in a very special way, we pray for vocations to the holy priesthood and consecrated life, so that when Jesus touches the hearts of these young men and women, that they may be able to say, one thing I'm lacking, and that's you. Not possessions, not wealth, not money, but what I'm lacking is to be with you, to work with you, to serve you and your people. So once again, today we pray for vocations, that those who are feeling the call to serve God in this beautiful way, they may be generous to say, yes, here I am. I'm lacking you. I need you. Salvation is not about fulfilling a checklist. As this young man is like, well, I have done all these commandments, which we all know, the Ten Commandments. It's not just about, again, filling those checklists. I've done that, I've done this. It's more. It is about remaining with God. It is about being obedient, being humble. It is about striving to be with Him. If we do that, heaven is already given. Is part of the package. But we strive to do God's will because we want to be with Him, because we want to be able to see Him face to face. I strive to do the good, to do what is right, not because I'm afraid to go to hell, but out of love, because I love God and He wants me to be with Him, because He has died on that cross to give me salvation. That's why I do it. Today we pray so that we may be given the grace to be able to recognize the good that is in us, within us, the good that God has given us so that we can share it with others. What Jesus was telling this guy was to share. It is about sharing of the many blessings, of the wealth that you have. He's not saying that wealth is bad. Wealth is a good in itself. It can buy a lot of things. I don't think that when you go to the gas station to get some gas, if you start praying on Our Father, the gas tank will be filled. Well, if we have a lot of faith, maybe it might happen. But we need the money. The money is a good in itself, that we need it for to do good. This is what Jesus is pointing out. Your focus is on the wealth, not on me. I want you to change the direction of your priority, not to be on wealth alone, but to be on God. That's why he says, why do you call me good? You really don't know what is good. Wealth is good, but I am better because I'm God. You call me teacher because that's who I am to you. But I am more than a teacher. I am more than good. I am God. I am everything. I am more than your wealth. You're lacking one thing. Today, Jesus asks us the same question. You are lacking one thing. And it is up to each one of us to ask the Holy Spirit for guidance to help us, first, to recognize the good that is within us. Second, to help us so that God can do a lot of good through us and with the goods that we already have, that we may share. If I ask you, please don't take your cell phones to check the balance. How much wealth do you have? Don't check your bank account. I'm not talking about here only about the wealth, the finances, but the other goods that God has given us all. How rich are you? Sometimes we take it for granted. We're not able to see the goodness that is in us, the goodness, the blessings that God has given us. For example, eyesight. I have like 80% probably. That's why I'm using this. Until you lose it, we're able to walk. We have a food, shelter, family. The richness that is in your household, in your family, in your spouse, in your children, in your church. Sometimes we're not able to see that. And God today, in a very special way, is calling us to remain focused on Him who is good, the greatest good, so that we may be able to share with others from the goods that He has given us. That we may be able to recognize the good that God has given us so that we can share it with others. What is it lacking in us? What else do we need? What can we share with one another? What do we need to do in order to remain with God and not to go away sad? St. Francis of Assisi says, "Let us have charity and humility, and give alms, for almsgiving cleanses our souls from the filth of sin. At death, we lose everything that we have in this world, but we take with us charity and the alms deeds we have done, and for this we shall receive a great reward from God." As we approach this holy banquet, let us ask our Blessed Mother to help us to remain with God, to help us to recognize the goodness that is within us, and that we may be able to ask for the grace so that we can allow God to do a lot of good through us as we share the goodness and the goods that we have received. May God bless us to remain focused on Him who's good in itself, who's the greatest good that we ever had. Jesus, who came to bring us to Himself, to give us salvation for all eternity. May God bless us all. Please stand. I believe in one God,
Father,
of all things.